Yo, Ken, don't do it like that. Yo, oh, he done dropped that damn beat. Yo, Ken, easy, man, you gotta be easy. The people ain't ready. They not ready, Ken. Yo, Ken, take it easy. Don't give it to him full throttle. You gotta be easy, and then you slide into it. And then before they know it, they're hearing the truth. Okay, I know there's some shit they're not gonna believe, but you gotta take your time and explain it. Let go.
For nothing.
You're listening to the Ken Hodge Postal Podcast. Good morning, podcast audience. This is your podcaster, Ken Hodge, coming at you, talking over a little my man Nipsey Hussle. Yeah, I don't do this for nothing. I do this so you don't have to do this. Let's talk about emergency federal employees leave. EFEL, listen, folks, for whatever reason, the post office is in a state of stalling, so to speak. And what I mean by that is, for whatever reason, although the president signed a $1.9 trillion law that donated $570 million for this emergency leave fund, the post office is now saying that they're not certain if that's going to apply to them. Yes, I had a conversation today with Human Resource, and what I'm hearing, or what I'm being told, is right now the main reason you're not allowed to request the 15-week emergency leave is because the post office is not sure if the Office of Personnel Management is going to say that the post office will be a part of this $570 million budget. Did you hear what I'm saying? Let me try and say it to you another way. The President of the United States signed a bill into law, and inside that bill, I distinctly remember reading the post office was a part of the group of federal employees or quasi-federal employees that's going to be allowed to request hours under this 600-hour or 15-week process or program. Now, the post office is saying they're not sure if they're going to be asked or invited to participate in this 600-hour, 15-week gift from the President of the United States because we have earned leave. I'm saying we have earned leave, but a pandemic goes outside of what is normal, and therefore what is given on a federal level should definitely be applicable to postal employees. Hey guys, remember, you know, we're those essential workers that you keep telling us that we are. And based on the conversation I had today with Human Resources, if for whatever reason you were approved for any EFEL leave after March 31st, then you're going to either go into a leave without pay status, or you might want to contact somebody to have them use your own leave, your own annual leave, or your own sick leave. And again, this is based on a conversation I had today with the Human Resource Management. Now, the best I can say to you to condense the last 4 minutes of me talking would be to tell you, after March 31st, unless additional guidance is received from OPM, then there will be no EFL leave approved, because the post office at some level is holding true to the fact that even though the money's coming, they don't know how much is allocated for the post office. Will the post office and every other federal agency dip or drink from the same glass? So the post office is saying, so that they don't get caught in paying for something that the federal government is not prepared to finance back to them, they're not giving anything out as of yet. Now, that's real. That's actual. And that's what it is right now. So if anyone is submitting 3971s for EFL leave right now, they are being directed to just hold it. In fact, on March 19th, Brother Charles Manigo, one of our CAD personnel, sent a letter to the national president that was disseminated out to everybody saying exactly what I'm saying right now. On March 31st, they're not going to approve or deny, because the post office is saying they don't know if they have the funds. They don't know if they're going to get the funds. But one thing I would like to say about the funds, if you read the law itself, the initial deposit into this emergency leave bank is going to be $570 million. It states very clearly, once the $570 million have been used, then it clears the way for Congress to request additional funds. So when people say, well, we're not going to do this because we don't know where the funds are coming from, well, the funds are kind of guaranteed right now. And I can't believe that the federal government is going to allow its agencies, including the post office, to implement a plan from the president and not be able to finance it. So when I hear the Postal Service say they don't know, that's hard for me to digest. Now, don't get me wrong. I understand OPM is running the show on this right now. But if I'm the Postmaster General, or if I'm a person who has a voice that is listened to about postal issues, I'm sorry. I'm going to simply say, if you're going to make this available, then I have postal employees in need of the emergency leave, and I'm going to implement it. And then you and me, the federal government, will talk about how we're going to pay for this. And you got to remember, since you no longer have to fund these retirement accounts 10 years in advance, if you had to pay for it, it wouldn't be damaging to any more than normal to the postal bottom line. And it's about taking care of people right now. People that are deemed essential require additional or special care or treatment, not the average. Because again, if they were average, then they wouldn't be essential. Now, we might ask, well, what course of action should be taken to try to remedy this? The only thing I can say to you is, now would be one of those times where when you submit your 3971, make sure you do it in triplicate. I would still submit a 3971 for the leave requested, so that when this is decided or figured out, or as postal management like to say, when guidance is received from OPM, at least you would have had your 3971 submitted. Now, I gotta tell you, it looks like they're going to get real creative with the type of documentation they're going to need in order to approve your leave. Listen, all you can do is provide that craziness that they're going to ask you for. But remember, if you have an issue with childcare, you can write a letter. It does not have to be from a child care professional agency. Maybe I'm just not in a financial position to take my children there. Maybe my neighbor watches my kid. So when you hear I need better documentation, no, you don't. You need what I gave you, because this is how my situation is. Everybody can't take their children to the full $500 a week daycare. And I'm being very sincere. So think about this when they begin to request documentation. But now remember, if that is what you submit, then make sure that is what it is. That makes sense? And real quick, I'm going to close this morning's podcast out with a segment I call Stupid Shit I Hear Employees Say They Heard from Postal Management. They can't authorize or approve EFL if you work tour one, because the time you go to work, your kids or your whoever you are in care of or taken care of can't be going to school. That don't pass a common sense test. And you got to understand something. The federal government didn't ask you for times. The federal government says if it's creating a hardship for you. Oh, and one other thing I really want to share with you, and that is how you want to submit 3971 so that you can be approved for this leave. And let me tell you before I even go into this 3971, if you don't fill it out to the T, they're going to kick it back and disapprove it. You hear what I'm saying to you? And what I mean is you have to make sure that every box that requires a response is filled out. Did you hear what I said? No, you cannot just put your name and your ID. You need your name, ID, date, hours requested, installation, NS, pay location. You need to put the date, the hours, from begin date to end date, start time to end tour time. And then what you have to make sure of is in the type of absence, check other and you write EFIL. Very important. Very important. I'm going to read to you what you must have on every 3971 you submit for EFIL leave. Now, once you check the type of absence, check other and then write EFIL, right in that box where it says remarks, do not enter medical information, see Privacy Act on reverse of this form, you must write the following. I, Joey Snuff, put your name there, affirmly state I cannot work due to category, and whatever category you are claiming for EFL leave is what you should write there. Again, I, your name, then write your name, affirmly state I cannot work due to category, whatever the category is. And I'm sure you know there are 8 categories that you can qualify for this leave type. Who's eligible? Everybody, all career and non-career employees, regardless of tenure, are immediately eligible for EFIL. Now, I got to say this, as I know I said I'm going to end the podcast, but I want to tell you something. If this is what is being put out by the Postal Service, if this is what they're putting out, how do they begin to stand strong on that nonsense? They don't know if they're going to be part of the EFL payout. And again, that's what's holding up the decision. They're waiting for guidance from OPM on what's going to happen. Well, I'm simply saying, if you worked for a company that truly cared about their employees, I'm just going to throw this out in the atmosphere. If you like it, hold on to it. If you don't, just let it whiz by you. What would be wrong with the company honoring the president's commitment, paying the employee now, and once it gets situated by the federal government, the Postal Service then recoup the money from the federal government? That's an industry, or that's a company caring about its employees. Because I gotta tell you, if every federal agency is depending upon OPM for what's going to happen with this payout, then that means, I mean, first of all, let's look at what the first E in EFAIL is for: emergency. Emergency does not translate to me that the money is going to be given, but held, and then at a later date dispersed to the people who need it. No, emergency means the money's going to be given and it's going to be distributed expeditiously to those in need. So, hey, I just wanted to bring you a little more information on what's happening with these EFAIL, America Rescue Plan, the payout. And when I say the payout, the right or the ability to use the 600 hours or 15 weeks of leave. And the post office is saying they're not honoring that past March 31st because they don't know if they're actually going to be a part of OPM's payout. They also don't know how OPM wants to pay this out. But all I'm saying to you is the longer the post office waits, what's going to happen is they minimize the chance for a lot of postal employees who need this leave, because if we wait 1-2 weeks, then other federal agencies are already into that $500 million pot. And now it's not fair or equitable to the post office because other agencies had access to it weeks before we did. Have a good day, and I'm going to stay at you till we get this all figured out. Kenny Hodge, telephone, tell a friend. If you work for the post office and you don't download or listen to the Kenny Hodge Postal Podcast, please start. Have a good day.